today, praise God, just for a little while as we, amen, praise God, look at the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. We find out, praise God, that God has, amen, a blood covenant. Hallelujah, praise God, early in, amen, praise God, the history of humanity. If you, like I am, praise God, and some of us watch some Westerners on the TV, and amen, we might have got the concept where, amen, the Indian used to cut his arm and cut the arm of the other man, can you say amen, and put their arms together and let the blood mingle, and they call themselves blood brothers. Can we say amen? Because of the mingling of the blood. And because their blood would be mingled, praise God, amen, they had an allegiance of one to another. That's my blood brother. Amen, praise God. But in the truth of the matter, praise God, amen, there was no need to mingle blood. Hallelujah, because God had made all families of the earth of one blood. Amen, your blood is no different from the white man's blood. Or the yellow man's blood, amen, or the red man's blood. Can you say amen? Amen. Because, amen, praise God, God, amen, praise God, be ordained, amen, that all of us would have been made from one blood. And, amen, praise God, not only did God, amen, praise God, ordain oneness in the blood, amen, praise God, but in the family of man, God desired, praise God, that we as one family recognize him and worship him and give to him the glory that is, you know, due unto his name. Tell your neighbor, all men ought to worship God. Amen. Praise God. Everybody ought to give God the praise. And everybody ought to magnify his name and who he is. The psalmist does not err, praise God, when he says from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, that our Lord's name is to be praised. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, God, amen, praise God, made us from one blood. He identified the blood as the life. Amen, praise God, because, amen, praise God, God had identified the blood as the life. Amen. He made, amen, a commandment specific to the blood that never changed. Amen. That is, we are never to eat, amen, praise God, the blood. Amen, praise God. It was, amen, praise God, prior to the law. It was during the law. And even in the New Testament church, can you say amen? We are not to eat the blood. Amen, praise God. Why? Because, amen, God holds the blood, amen, in a place of honor, because the blood is the life. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, when God, amen, praise God, would bring Israel out, amen, of Egyptian bondage, when he would lift up this nation and separate this nation from every other nation of the earth. Amen, praise God, because Israel was going to be a very peculiar people unto him. And when he brought them out and separated them, and amen, praise God, brought them, amen, praise God, not only out of bondage, and oh, he brought them through the Red Sea, and oh, he delivered them from the enemy, the army of Pharaoh, praise God, bringing them into the wilderness, leading them by day as a pillar of cloud, and by night as a pillar of fire, bringing them to the mountain, can you say amen, where he would give to them, praise God, his law. And so Israel, praise God, amen, is unique in that God is the one that delivered them from their bondage. God God is the one that delivered them in their trouble and brought them through the Red Sea. God is the one that delivered them from their enemy. Tell your neighbor, God is the one. You ought to give him a praise. And just say amen. And so praise God, bringing Israel out, amen, praise God, into and unto the mountain, amen, where he would give them, amen, a law and a covenant. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. It would be unlike any of the other nations of the world. Why? Because Israel was a peculiar people and a special treasure unto God. God had brought them out. God had delivered them. God had made a way. God identified them as his people. You ought to pray to him. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, while God did not enter into a covenant, an agreement with any other nation, amen, under these heavens, he entered into a covenant and an agreement with Israel. Can you say amen? Amen, amen, praise God, and hallelujah, what God had Moses to do, amen, praise God, would read through, amen, the laws that God had given to the people, and the people committed to God, amen, as they heard his word, they acknowledged the hearing of his word, and they told God, what you told us to do, we will do it. Can you say amen? But God wasn't done. He didn't just take them at their word. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. He had, amen, the lambs of the goat, amen, the bullocks. Can you say amen? He had the ram and the two goats for bullock. Can you say amen? Amen, it had significance. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, for the offering of the priest and the offering of the people. But nevertheless, praise God, the blood from the goats was collected. Moses got it in a basin. Can you say amen? And when he got that blood together, amen, he took of the blood and he sprinkled the tabernacle. Can you say amen? With the blood. And he sprinkled the people with the blood. And are y'all hearing me? And he sprinkled, amen, the very law with the blood. So everywhere there was a sprinkling of the blood. Amen. The blood was on the tabernacle. The blood was on the law. The blood was on the people. Can you say amen? And God ordained a covenant, amen, that was sealed in blood. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, praise God, God himself makes an agreement with the nation, amen, and seals that agreement, amen, in blood. It was the blood of the goats. Can you say amen? And the blood was sprinkled all over the place. Amen. Blood everywhere. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Blood been sprinkled. Amen. Because of God deliverance. And before he covenanted, amen, praise God, with the blood, he told Israel, when I deliver you, I'm going to come through Israel in Egypt. And amen, and I want you to be under the blood, because I'm going to identify where you are by the blood. Can you say amen? You get in the house and you sprinkle, amen, the side post, and you sprinkle the lintel, and you do it with blood. And when the death angel comes through, amen, he's going to be looking for the blood. And the Lord said, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. What it means, you ain't got to die. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you covered under the blood, you ain't got to die. The death angel will pass over you. Can you say amen? And so God covenants with a nation, praise God, with a covenant, amen, of blood. Amen, the blood is sprinkled all over, everywhere. Amen, praise God. But listen, amen, praise God. Amen, amen, praise God, the law. Amen, the tabernacle. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Even, amen, these things, even those people that God had ordained or identified, amen, praise God, as being the pattern. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, they were not the very heavenly things themselves, but they were the pattern. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the pattern ain't the thing, but that's what you go by. Can you say amen? When you cut your dress out, amen, if you know how to sew, amen, praise God, you don't sew up the pattern. Can you say amen? But you sewed up what you cut out by the pattern. Can you say amen? Amen. The template, amen, is a pattern. If you're putting in a door lock, the template tells you, amen, where to put the screws at. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You don't use the template for the door. It was only the pattern. Can you say amen? When your house got built, the architect sat down and he drew up some plans. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But when the house was built, you didn't live in the plans. Can you say amen? You lived in the house. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the pattern is important, but the pattern doesn't endure. Oh, y'all ought to praise him. Tell your neighbor, the pattern is important, but the pattern is only temporary. Amen. It's not meant to last. Hallelujah. It's only there to lay a groundwork, to lay a foundation, to point to us, amen, the way of life. You ought to give God another praise. Can you say amen? Listen how God honors us. He said that it was all right that the pattern of the heavenly things be sprinkled with blood from the lamb, from the bullock. Can you say amen? It was all right, amen, to sprinkle those things with that blood of the animal. But he said, but the, amen, praise God, heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Tell your neighbor to get me where I needed to be. I needed something better than the blood of a lamb or a bullock or a turtle dove. I needed something greater. I needed something that had more power. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the power that was in, amen, the lamb and the bullock only served for a season. Why? It was temporary. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that blood covenant was not everlasting. Amen. Praise the Lord God. It only served for a time. Can you say amen? But when we, amen, and God looked on us as the heavenly things themselves, amen, praise God, isn't it wonderful that God saw you as a part of his kingdom, amen, way back in the beginning, amen, that you would be with him eternally, amen, and so then to be with him eternally, he couldn't just push sin aside, he had to get rid of it. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? These heavenly things themselves, they needed a better sacrifice. Can you say amen? Amen. And because you required more than a bullock, you required more than a lamb from the field, you required blood, hallelujah, that was not tainted at all with sin. Can we say amen? And because we needed that kind of blood, amen, God made him a body. Can you say amen? Amen.
Amen.
That will be everlasting.
Yes.
You ought to praise God.
Hallelujah.
For an everlasting
yes.
covenant.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, because of the blood
yes.
of the everlasting covenant, God had turned a finger around in my life. Can you say amen? You see, praise God, when he went up on the hill called Golgotha and shed his blood, he was sprinkling down through the generation for everyone that would dare to put faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to enter into an agreement with God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God have not turned from making covenant agreement, but amen, to come in relationship with him. You're going to need to be a part of an everlasting covenant. And that covenant is purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so when we repent of our sin and we go to the water in the name of Jesus, we are running, hallelujah, amen, to that strong tower. We are running under the name of God Almighty. We are running into the one that is able to keep you no matter what comes into your life. You want to praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I'm covered by the blood. Can you say amen? Of deliverers. For amen, John the Baptist, when he looked on Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. How you gonna do that, Lord? I'm gonna shed my blood. Can you say amen? I'm gonna give my life that you might have life and that you might have. Tell that devil, I belong to God. It ain't nothing you can do will change it. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I've been sprinkled by the blood. If you know you've been sprinkled by the blood, you ought to give God. Can you say amen? I should have been dead.
Forever.
everlasting. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so God looks on us as the heavenly things themselves. Yeah. Amen. A lot of folk look at you and they ain't calling you no heavenly thing. Can you say Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Why they ain't calling you heavenly? Because they can't see the blood.
Yeah.
Can you say
amen?
Tell your neighbor, amen. Praise God. You need to see. Can you say
amen?
You need to see.
Yes.
And God needs to see.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Tell your neighbor to need to see.
Yes.
Amen. Two witnesses will establish.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Tell your neighbor you need to see.
Amen.
You need to make sure that you're repenting of your sin. You need to make sure you went to the war and went down in the name of Jesus. You need to make sure that you waited on God till He filled you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. You need to know that you are, amen, of those that have been sprinkled with the blood. When God speaks out of your house to witness to everybody, can you say amen?
Amen.
That this is redeemed?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Lord have mercy. You know how the labels are. Made in China. Made in Taiwan.
Yes.
Made in Germany. Made in the U.S. of
yes.
A.
Yes.
Can you say
amen? Amen.
When God gets through making you, He sees your name. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it wasn't made by man, it wasn't made by the will of man, but God Himself redeemed me out of my sinful condition and sprinkled my life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Comes a witness. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell your neighbor, thank God.
Thank God.
For the blood.
For the blood.
Wonderful Savior.
God is so looking for the blood.
Hallelujah.
Forget about getting to reward.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
If you don't get through the bad blood.
I'm telling you.
Go ahead. Amen. Don't put the cart before the horse.
Telling
you. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You can't work for Him if you don't belong to Him.
Hallelujah.
Can you say
amen?
You can't really do for Him until you belong to Him.
Amen.
All of your work prior to salvation is getting to God.
Yeah.
Why are you working? I'm working to get to God. Tell your neighbor, I need to get to God for my journey. I need to get to God for my health.
Yeah.
I need to get to God for my salvation.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And once God saved you, amen. Praise God. You're laboring the cause. Amen. You are belonging to God.
Yes.
God is mine and I'm His.
Yes.
Serving Him because I love Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the blood is a witness because you've been sprinkled.
Yes, Lord.
The devil see the stain.
Yeah. He said.
Can you say
thank
you, Jesus? Then he see the name.
I love it.
He see the stain.
He see the stain.
He see the name.
He see the name.
And say thank
God,
you,
my God.
Tell your name. He see the stain.
He see the stain.
And he see the name.
And he see the name.
Amen. Pray God. And they turn over the label. They gonna say, J-E-S-U-S. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Turn over the label, J-E-S-U-S.
Love it.
God says to Israel, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It's so much that we deserve.
Yes, Lord.
In our life.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of what we did.
Yes, Lord.
You got to turn around and see.
Thank you, Lord.
And then you did some more.
Yes, Lord.
A change had been made.
Thank you, Lord.
You had entered into an everlasting covenant with God.
Amen.
You've been sprinkled with the blood.
Oh, yes. Wonderful thing.
It was ordained of God.
Yes.
That the heavenly things themselves, amen, praise God, be purchased with better sacrifices than these.
Amen.
And amen. So God himself took his own blood.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And by his own blood, he purchased our redemption.
Wonderful Savior.
To condemn the child of God.
Watch out.
You got to condemn
God.
You
right here.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
They ain't able to condemn the child of God. You got to condemn God.
Yes, I condemn God.
Because I'm standing
under
his blood. And I got his name.
Yes,
say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when we pass from death to life, Paul reflects, there is therefore now
no condemnation
to them that are in Christ Jesus. They held this covenant of blood in high esteem.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Everything had to be covered. The tabernacle, the book of the law, the people that entered into the covenant, all had to be covered. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So for us, the redeemed of the Lord, in every area of our life, there is the covering of God to protect us. Can you say amen? And we, as God's people, want to appreciate the extent that God has gone to let us know that we belong to him.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. You don't belong to nobody else.
Amen.
You don't belong to yourself.
Amen.
You belong to God.
Yes, Lord.
Because of the blood of this everlasting covenant, God can make you perfect.
Yes, he can.
Every good work.
Yes.
To do his will.
Yes, Lord.
Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight.
Yes.
To whom be
glory
forever. Come on, give
him praise. Yellow.
Come on, give him praise. If we want the prayer, put it in our deacon's hand.
Yellow.
The opportunity to come.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
Oh, my heaven, I was so. He's a star.
services for our deacons.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.